Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm not gonna lie to you, if I'm him and I'm saying, peg me like the bad bitch I am with this mentality, and out of those 500, someone actually comes back and says, hell yeah. Oh, it's going off.
It's going off and I'm lubed up.
I'm gassed. Fuhad, I'm gassed. What's going on?
Yo, people.
What's going on? It's Monday.
Fun day.
Hey. I see someone comment one time like, our biggest ick when you call Monday fun day.
I didn't see that. But couldn't care less.
I'm glad you didn't see it. And yeah, fuck that person. Fuck that person.
Monday fun day.
It is Monday
fun. Start your week right with us. You know, it's the best way and only way to do it. And if you're like James, like you said, we drop on a Monday, he'll listen on a Tuesday. So maybe start your week tomorrow as well.
Yeah, man. So, guys, you may have heard through the grapevine that we hit 1 million on TikTok the other day. So to take a second and self-congratulate, we're different now. Your boys are built different now. Your boys take to platforms like a virus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like an Omicron thing.
Yeah.
SNG Omicron.
Yeah.
We jump on this. What's this? What's TikTok? What's that? Let me try that.
Just dibble a quick dabble.
Dig, dig, dig. Oh, no.
We're infectious now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. It's so much easier to get followers on here. 1 million. Is that good? Such a fucking idiot. 1 million. Is that good?
Is that a ballpark figure?
Yeah. What's good for a TikTok? I don't understand. Oh, I don't know. Like 5,000 is pretty good. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, we're clear.
Yeah, we're clear.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Run me the next platform. What's the next one? What's the next one? Because TikTok's completed.
It's done. Check.
Yeah, check.
It's done.
So yeah, guys, that's all thanks to you guys. TikTok has blessed us and allowed us to reach out to so many of you, and that's the reason that you're listening to us today. So thanks to TikTok. Thank you, you guys. And yeah, man, it's been a fun ride. And 2022 is going all right so far.
Yeah, it's going great. So this year will be our best year. Not even just from the 3 years we've been doing the pod, or the 2.5 we've been doing the pod, but just our best years, period, bro.
Oh, bro.
It's
2022 is going to be the best year I've lived.
Period. Best year, and that's thankfully down to you guys, man. You guys have done so much for us. You've done so much for me, done so much for him, and you've done so much for yourselves as well. Like, you guys have caused and created a community as well. Like, every Monday or every Thursday, you guys are just tuned in, laughing with us, sending us messages, you know, building relationships. And it's lovely to see, man. And we thank you guys in abundance. And it's yeah, man, it's one of them ones. It's you are our appreciation for the day, and it's it doesn't go unnoticed, obviously. It never will.
Doesn't go unnoticed. I love when people say that. Yeah. Doesn't go unnoticed.
It never will go unnoticed.
It actually doesn't go unnoticed.
It never will go unnoticed. Honestly,
yeah,
you guys changed our lives. You've changed our lives so much, and it's only been so little so far. You've changed our lives so much.
Gang.
It's incredible. Also, to add to that, thank you for all the... Obviously, it's not... By the time this comes out, this is like a future thank you, because this comes out next week and it's already happened. So future thank you. Thank you for all the birthday messages. My boy's 31.
Bro, your birthday's in a couple of days, bro. I didn't even think about it. Yeah. Because we're celebrating it so far down the line, I didn't even think your birthday's in a couple of days.
Yeah, my birthday's on Thursday, bro. But this would have aired by after my birthday.
Wow.
I remember when we did it last year in the other stew.
Bro, if I would have clocked that, I'm so sorry. I would have done something.
Don't. One, don't be sorry. And two, don't surprise me like that again. Man,
wait. That's mad, bro. Your birthday's in 3 days.
Yeah, man. 31, bro.
31's old as fuck.
Oh, I'm the oldest in our group.
You are the oldest in our group by a couple months. I'm the second, right? Then it's me.
Yeah,
it's shit though, isn't it? Like, Jay said it a little while ago. Like, who do you know that's 31? No one. No one's ever met anyone who's 31.
31. Oh, it's such a gay age,
what a
man.
Pathetic age.
I'm actually getting old, man. 31.
We are old. You know how I know we're old? because to let you guys in on some insight, so obviously we wanted to celebrate this milestone, the million milestone, so we're going to go out, but it's not going to happen. It will happen the day this airs.
Yes, when this airs.
So it's happening tonight.
Yeah.
So tonight we're going out to celebrate.
Yeah.
And in my head, I want to do up the celebration in it. But what my do up looks like now in comparison to what my do up looked like 5 years ago is different.
So
I'm
different.
Thinking tattoo, some dim sum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bar.
Nice music background. Nice
Comfy seating.
100%. I was thinking about sitting down already.
Comfy seating. Where before I'd be thinking about bottles and bitches.
That's it. The bees 5 years and the ago? Bees. Yeah.
Yeah. The magical bees. Bottles and bitches.
That's all we needed.
Mm.
That's
all bottles, we needed. Bottles, bitches, and bunda. That's what 5 years ago, that's all I was concerned about.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm thinking about, like, where can I lay my head to rest?
Yeah, at what time?
Yeah.
And we what
need,
time?
Yeah, I need to make sure we're out of the function.
Mm.
In time before shit starts closing, food wise.
Because
I need a little scrummy scrum before we hit the sheets. Do you know what I mean?
We have to, of course.
We're old, fam.
We are, man. It's such a weird concept. And 30, 31, like, it makes it seem as if, like, your life ends at 50 kind of thing. But it's, your body feels it so early, man.
Fam?
Your body feels it so
early. My knees, bro.
No, man, my back, my knees are fine.
My back's fucked, but only my left knee recently. I've had good knees for years.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, bro, my knee just started hurting the other day. And I was thinking, I guess it's just my time for my knees, bro. I'm out here. Do you know how many rehab pages I follow on Instagram, bro?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Do you know how many mobility and functional and longevity pages I follow on Instagram? It's a joke, bro.
That's hilarious.
I can't just hop out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
I need to warm up before I do anything.
Oh, my days. Oh,
I'm tired, bro. I've been doing this. Tell her, actually, I've been doing this. You'll like this. I might actually send it to you.
Okay.
I'm putting it out there. Disclaimer. If it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Your boy's been doing this warm up. I designed it myself.
Okay.
But it's basically just like a prehab stroke warm up for my back. Okay. That I do every session I've been in the gym.
Okay.
For the last 3 weeks, I haven't missed a session without doing this back routine.
Okay. I do this. I do a pretty much similar stretch every single session before I do a gym. Fair. If I train.
It takes, I'm not going to lie to you, it takes a good 6-7 minutes to get it done.
Good.
It's worth it. Good. And afterwards, your back feels amazing and you're ready for the workout.
I like that, man.
But on the plus side, my back has been feeling real good the last... I've been doing it for about 3 weeks. This week, the last 7 days or so, my back's been feeling fantastic.
Okay.
Like, I'm talking good, bro.
Oh, really?
I'm not ready to deadlift yet, but I'm talking, it's been good, bro.
Okay.
And, like, before, like, little things, like putting my socks on in the morning, having to, like, bend over like that, my back was fucking hurting,
oh,
fam.
Oh, Jesus.
But I did that. I only noticed that progress when I did this the other day, and my back felt fine. And before, do you remember when we used to record? I'd say my back's killing me, and you'd always see me arch up like this. Like, my back feels fine now, so I'm gonna keep going.
Good,
and I might actually make it more difficult because it's like it's working out. Like they're exercises, they're not just stretches; they're exercises.
Okay,
so I might make it a little bit more difficult from now, up the reps or whatever. But fam, touch wood, your boy's feeling good. I might be on the mend.
Calm. Send
I
me
might
the,
be on the mend. I'll send you. I'll send
me the
stretch.
Send me the routine.
I'll send you the program, G.
Send me the program, G. Man, that sounds very interesting.
Guys, this year's going well. Your boys are now breaking into the guest space now.
Yeah, that'll be coming up very soon in our repertoire, so be looking out for that. Touchwood, we're going to have all the guests that you love, all the guests that you don't even know about.
Yeah, man.
And it's just going to be a very, very fun year with S&G.
Yeah,
man. A very fun year with S&G.
Drake is a strong maybe. Don't hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath, but also, you never know.
Drake's a strong maybe.
You never know. We might get Mr. Nocturne himself in the building.
Yeah.
You never know.
So, we reached out to his people. Ye is on the fence.
Ye is definitely on the fence.
Ye is on the fence, but you never know till the day before with
Ye. Exactly, because he could say yes today and say fuck you tomorrow.
Yeah,
so we
we're
don't
on
know.
The fuck you side now.
Currently, yeah.
But... give it some time.
Yeah.
Millie on TikTok, he's gonna see us.
He will.
He's gonna form a rapport without even knowing.
He'll be tweeting in caps lock about us soon.
Yeah.
Let's just wait and see.
So Ye is on the fence. Drake's a strong maybe.
Strong maybe.
And
you just never know, bro.
Yeah, man. Brad Pitt is a confirmed yes for middle to end of Q4.
So long story short, we've got guests lined up.
There's guests lined up.
We're
not going to spoil the shit for you by polluting you with like every other episode there's someone on. It's going to be like once a month, once every 6 weeks, once every 2 months, just sporadic, isn't
it? Yeah, whenever we want to do it,
we'll do it. When it's going to happen.
No pressure.
Yeah.
None of them things, Dessa. It's just about what we want to do. And then we'll go from there.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, I'll be fun for you guys. And yeah, man, we're just engulfed the back and forth and we just keep going from there.
Yeah, man. On top of that, guys, you already know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're watching this on the silver screen, what you want to do for starters is flick that bell.
Two fingers of death. You know,
ring the bell, the notification bell, to make sure you know every single time we post. Okay?
Because it's not just Mondays and it's not just Thursdays anymore. We've got Patreon clips dropping sporadically. So you're never going to know unless you click the button.
Yeah, man. And sometimes we might be feeling frisky and throw a bonus episode. Sometimes we might be feeling loopy and throwing a vlog. You never know what's going to happen. So you need to ring the bell so you know every single time we drop something for you guys. As always, guys, if you like the video, if you like the episode, then get on there and like the episode. And as always, guys, chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp.
Those comments and chirps a ting. We need the breeding grounds. White robes and Yeezys, okay? Log cabin in the forest. White robes, Yeezys, and utes.
That's the uniform. White robes and Yeezys, nothing else.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's hilarious. There you go.
Ankle socks. Calvin Klein ankle socks, Yeezys, and white robes, and nut busting.
Oh,
that's what we're about.
God damn, yes.
Jokey jokes and busting nuts. That's what SNG stands for.
It is, man.
So, guys, get in the comments and chirps a ting.
Yeah, man.
Find your partner and do your ting, okay?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Also,
yeah, man.
Pause the video or the audio right now. Pause the episode right now. Head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. And sign up to the Patreon. It's going to cost you £3 a month. That's 10p a day.
Run the P.
Come on. And from there, guys, you're going to get a bonus episode every single Thursday. So you may have noticed when you're locking, why does it say episode 151 and then 153 and then 155? Where's 152? Where's 154? Where's 156? It's on Patreon, bruv. If it wasn't obvious, I'm saying it out loud. It's on Patreon,
bruv.
We've
been telling you it's on Patreon, guys.
Every even episode is on Patreon. So head on over, patreon.com/shitsandgigs. It's £3 a month. And for that, that's a third of the price of Netflix, and you get an episode every single Thursday.
That is.
Every single Thursday, you'll get an episode, and that's when we get into the juicy juice.
The juicy juice, and you also have the backlog of every single other Thursday episode we've
done. Come on, every other episode we've ever done. If you want to get into what better music are we talking about? What movies have we just watched? Tinder Swindler, what's that? Head on over, bro.
Bro, we talk
Pick
loose
Pick your poison
on there.
Game. What's going on
we
over
talk
there?
Loose on
it's
them.
Loosey-goosey. It's like there's no silencing. There's no cancel culture.
There is nothing
Patreon.
On there. There's no cancel culture, no silencer, no nothing. No bleeps, no boop, nothing
on
there.
Yeah, none of
there.
That, bro. No none censorship. Of that conventional stuff. So head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. £3 a month, 10p a day.
Run the P.
Let's go. And without further ado, guys, let's get into Fire Lord Fwaigs' fun fact of the day. Let's go. Come on. I'm feeling good.
Gang. So like I said to you before, this is a fun fact slash trash news.
Love some trash news.
Yeah. Caption. Man left with chronic back pain, coincidental, after trying to suck his own penis.
That will leave you with some back pain, fam.
I don't doubt that indeed.
My tummy tum would have nothing... nothing good to say about that situation.
My fucking ribs would... they would crack so
do you remember
many...
That, sorry to cut you off. Do you remember that rumour that Marilyn Manson had his lower ribs removed?
Yes,
so
I do.
His own dick? Is that true or not?
We don't know. I don't think anyone knows but him.
That's an archaic rumour.
Him and his agent are the only two people that know.
Rags.
Because it was a conspiracy for a while.
Yeah.
And he neither confirmed nor denied. He cracked on with his day.
And if anyone's going to do it, it's him.
It is Marilyn Manson. 100% is it. Kanye will know. Because they were pally-pally for a bit, Kanye.
They were pally-pally for a little bit.
We'll ask him when he comes on.
We'll ask him when he comes on. First question, did he remove his ribs or not?
Yes or no, because you know what we're talking about. Yes or no.
Before we
can continue with what you're going through.
Let's not name and shame. Yeah. Did he take the ribs out or not?
When we know, you guys will know. So right, stay tuned. Less. Anyway, caption. Man left with chronic back pain after trying to suck his own penis. The bloke opened up in an eye-opening Reddit post about a man when he heard a crack during his latest attempt.
Latest attempt? Yeah, go on.
We're pinning that one. He explained that this was certainly not his first time. He's tried to do the deed, and to be fair, loads of men will have tried it at least once. I am one of those guys that I never tried. Let me just put my hand up now before everyone asks. I hope you guys done it too. The unidentified guy said every attempt has been successful. However, the most recent one clearly didn't go according to plan. One day, as usual, getting ready. This is quotations, by the way.
As usual.
One day, as usual, getting ready to do my thing. I did the stretches so I could be more elastic, you know? He said on Reddit's today. He said on Reddit's today's page, I fucked up again or whatever. I was doing my thing until suddenly I heard a really bad crack in my back. At the moment I heard the crack, I had an immense pain in all parts of my back. Couldn't stand up. Couldn't even move an inch in my body. I literally felt paralyzed.
Nah.
Scary, bro.
For a slop.
Scary, bro. He said he was sitting on his bed for about 20 minutes until he started to get a bit of feeling back in his back. The guy dragged himself to the kitchen to get some pain medication, and that improved his situation a little. But he's now been left with chronic back pain ever since. Obviously, they left the guys anonymous, but this is the face they used. That's not him. It was anonymous. Oh, okay. It's an anonymous guy. But bro, man said, one day, as usual, getting ready to do my thing.
So basically, it's not far-fetched to assume that my man likes to slop his top every day.
It's not far-fetched to assume that
at all. He's got the stretches down to a T.
He knows what he has to do to get the leverage. He knows what you have to do to get the... Why would you even want to do something like that?
I don't know why anyone would want to do something like that.
Okay, question. If you were a girl...
Yeah?
And you had wenny titties, would you suck your own titties?
No, fam. Obviously, you would because you hit me in the chest.
But when I say... I'm not talking like try and get milk out of it like my man's trying to suck.
I know, you're on about sexually.
Just like you're feeling yourself, you're playing with yourself and you're just like... Mm. Because,
to be fair, guys obviously wank, innit?
Are you asking me? Of course, yes.
Yeah, so guys, I'm saying, guys can. Yeah, rhetorical. Yeah. So obviously you do touch yourself to push yourself.
Yes.
Obviously for a man, I don't really, your boy's tool is the only erogenous zone.
Yeah,
that's all we've got.
Yeah,
but obviously.
Well, not necessarily, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Disclaimer, not necessarily, yeah, but not necessarily. That's the only thing I like to.
Only on weekdays. Yeah. So that's the only thing I'm funking with.
Yeah.
But as a woman,
yeah.
If Monica and Rachel are correct, you got like between 7 and 9 erogenous zones.
Oh yeah, fucking hell. Yeah.
Titties being one of them. So again, you might not be wrong. If I was a woman, would I want to get the T involved? Maybe. I don't know if I'll be sucking it. Maybe a little squeeze and twist.
Okay.
I don't know. Sucking's a bit intense. I don't really want any part of my own body in my mouth in a sexual context.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Of course it makes sense, because as a man, I wouldn't want it now. So.
Yeah.
But it's so biased because as a woman, it just seems sexier.
It's sexy for me to see it.
Of course, but it's also sexy for me to know that they want to do it as well.
True.
You know? But then again, as a man, bias. But some women find it sexy as well.
True. That's the thing. It's like you said, if you're a woman, I don't know what I'd do if I was a woman, because I'm not.
That's the thing.
All I know is if I was a man with tits, they ain't going to my mouth. That's all I know. All I can tell you is if I was a man with tits, they're not going to my mouth.
I promise you, you'd probably think different if you actually had tits.
If I was a guy with tits?
If you were a guy with tits, I think, and in a sense of guy with tits, like you have the full mechanisms of a female titty.
Yeah, I've got the estrogen is flowing.
Everything. Milk, the works. But you've got a tool as well. I think curiosity will kill you one day.
I don't think it would, bro. I don't need it in my mouth. Yeah. I know you raised your hand, but the way you're chatting, fam... Have you tried to slop your top?
Oh, God, no.
Tell the truth. Fam, you're chatting, saying the curiosity you get. I'm not curious about it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about sucking my dick, though, bro. I'm talking about tea. What are you on about?
Fam, we're talking about sexual something.
Yeah, but I'm saying as a woman, or as a guy with tits, as you would say. But I was saying, when I asked you the question, if you were a woman, would you want to suck your own tit? I wasn't saying, would you want to suck your own clit? That's more of an equivalent... replica, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Fair enough.
I'm saying T, especially because it's closer.
That's why I said titty.
Okay, as a guy, from what you're asking me right now, I'm not curious, bro.
Fair enough.
I'm not curious in the slightest. Clearly you are, and I think you would do it.
I think I would be very curious.
What are you curious about?
I don't know. That's the thing. I have no idea. I have no idea.
That's fair enough.
Because I don't have them, so I don't know. But I like, because it's the same way, like, as men, sometimes you just leave your hands by your balls and it's very fucking comfortable.
It's comfortable.
Same with women. They leave the hand in a titty and it's very fucking comfortable. So I've heard.
Yeah, but there's a hop, skip and a jump between.
Don't get me wrong. I know that. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying, because like we discussed before, as straight men, our one zone is the actual tool. Like I couldn't care less about my arsehole. Do you know what I mean? It's just the tool. So, but as a woman, you've got, like you said, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You never know. Titty's one of them, clit's one of them, arsehole's one of them. You know, they're different places. So they've got more places to try and tease or explore to try and find a spot. That's why I'm saying titty, because it's not, you're not putting like fluids or liquids in your mouth or something. Do you know what I mean? You're not excreting anything to put in your mouth. Yeah, it's just skin.
Fair enough.
It's just fucking skin. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And you suck titty now. So
yeah, I do. Next thing's titty, innit?
Just ask.
Next thing, titty, but like, I don't know, bro. I'm saying a girl could put stuff in my mouth and I wouldn't think twice.
Yeah.
Myself, I'm not gonna put my fingers in my mouth, do you know what I mean? For what? Can you imagine walking in me having a wank and I'm like sucking my fingers?
First and foremost.
Granted, you're not gonna walk in with me having a wank. But you never know, innit? But that's the thing. What I'm saying is if you did walk in with me having a wank, when you walk out, the first thing you think is, was he sucking his fingers? Before you even think about what you just walked in on, you'd walk out and think, was homeboy sucking his own fingers? Do you know what I mean?
I'd lose my mind.
That's what I'm saying about the curiosity thing.
Yeah.
Because skin is skin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My fingers are skin. If I'm banging a girl and then she just I'm not thinking about anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not thinking. Granted, that's not common. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, I wouldn't be thinking about nothing. Mm. But my own self, yeah, fam. Like, if anything's going in my mouth while I'm bashing off, it's confusing.
Mm.
It's confusing. So I don't. That's what I said when you said if I was a guy with tigs, would I be curious? That's what my immediate reaction is. No, because I'm not curious about anything as it is.
Okay,
but. Like you said, I'm not in that situation, so you never know.
Okay.
But then again, I think we've spoken about this before. Mm. Wanking to me is a means to an end.
Yes, we have.
I don't, like, from the far, from when I'm, if I'm on a solo ting, fam, the fastest way I can get from 0 to 10 is better for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mechanism ting for me. Mm-hmm. I don't do it for the pleasure of it. Mm-hmm. I do it so I can think straight. Adam on Eve is how I get is the pleasurable thing.
Yeah,
I do it so I can get on with my day.
Yeah, yeah.
Or get to sleep.
Yeah. It's tactical.
Yeah, I don't do it for the enjoyment.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I wouldn't be curious.
Okay.
But if I was into the whole pleasure side of it,
okay.
Then, all sorts.
Okay.
But I never know. But anyway, tell me about your week. I have no idea about your week.
I actually had a... The thing, I'm so annoyed because every time you ask me, all I can think about is work. Because
I know.
That's what I've come from.
Yeah,
what I've come from on the weekend, you know. I actually can't remember what I did on my days off. But the weekend was very lackluster in the sense of I was expecting the weekend to be so hectic at work because of the Valentine's weekend, blah, blah,
ooh,
blah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
But it dragged, bro. Because there were so many couples of twos, obviously, it fucking dragged, bro. And it was just so boring. But nothing exciting really happened. What else did I even do during the week? Saw the halftime show for the NFL. Super Bowl, rather. Saw the halftime show for that, which was really cool. What else did I do? I trained, which was good. I did shoulders one day and I did legs. I only went twice last week, which was poor from me.
Mm.
I'm going to go 4 times this week, touch wood. What else? That's annoying because I generally don't remember, bro. My week flies by.
Fair enough, bro. There's nothing wrong with that.
But no, I know there's nothing wrong with it, but it's annoying because I look forward to that question every week.
Yeah.
And now I try to rack my brain, like, what did I actually do? Because I always forget.
True.
Always forget.
So what did I do? We had a Zoom meeting on Wednesday or whenever it was.
Yes, yes, yes.
tell you what I did.
I forgot about that, actually.
Tell you what I did. I went to watch Sing 2.
I don't even know what that is.
Sing, you know the movie Sing, the animated movie Sing?
No.
You've never seen Sing, bro?
No.
Oh my God. Sing, you got Sky, right?
Yeah.
And you've got the movie package?
No.
All right,
so I had it, I took it off.
All right, say this. Because I know it's on Now TV, which is basically Sky.
Sky, yeah.
Bro, Sing?
Talk to me then.
Sing, okay, cool. Fucking hell.
Talk to me then.
Because to me, this is basically like trying to explain what Toy Story is.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, how does this guy not know what Sing is? All right,
I think I've seen it. All right, cool.
Sing is an animated movie. I don't know if it's Disney or Pixar or whatever, but it's an animated movie where it's like a animal world, all different animals, but they're like humanoids, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They live everyday lives. And it's basically a guy, a koala called, is it Howard Moon or something Moon, who is like obsessed with theater. And obsessed with just like production and theater, and he wants to be super successful, like director of like plays and musicals and all these things. So he sets up this singing competition of a prize of $100,000, and all these different people come together to take part in the singing competition, and they're all from like humble beginnings. So like one of them is like a gorilla whose dad is like a mob boss. One is like a pig who has like 3,000 utes and she's just like a house mom.
Man said humble beginnings and said a gorilla that his dad's a mob boss.
One's an elephant. But fam, these men are like singers. Yeah. Like the elephant is Tori Kelly and she can sing.
Yeah.
So bro.
Yeah.
And they do like pop, like actually like real songs that they're singing. They're not all like made up. They're not all like
I know what you mean.
Self-written songs. Mm-hmm. They're actually like proper songs. Bro, the movie's live.
Yeah.
The movie's live, fam. Sing One is a movie.
Do you know, that's how I feel about, have you seen the movie Inside Out?
Yeah.
Movie!
Of course it's a movie. Inside Out's a fucking movie, bro. That's like Sing. Sing's a movie. Fam, when the elephant does her solo at the end, you'll get goosebumps.
Really?
She shuts it down.
Let me Google this thing.
She shuts it down. So I watched Sing 2 and seen him the other day. Yeah. Buff movie. Banging sequel. You can't sleep on Sing, bro. You need to watch it.
Stop it immediately. That's too funny, bro. Clay Calloway, Porsche Crystal, Johnny. Scott Joe's in it. Say swear. Letitia Wright's in it. Pharrell. Okay.
Fam, movie, bro.
Okay.
Sing is a movie.
You sweet me,
Matthew
bro.
McConaughey is the lead? Come on, man.
You sweet me, man.
Come on, man.
All right, say less.
Yeah, you need to jump on Sing, bro.
Say less.
I think it might be on like Amazon. Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah, I got Prime.
Yeah, I think it might be on Prime.
Cool.
Pre-it, fam. It's a movie. You'll love it. You'll actually love it.
All right.
Sorry. But anyway, I watched Sing 2.
That's hilarious.
Buff sequel. Yeah. Not as good as the first, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't far off. That's important. It wasn't far off. It was good.
That's important. I believe you either way, brother.
Yeah. What else did
That's hilarious.
I don't think I did much, bro. I don't think I did much.
You need to watch, what's it called? That's so anticlimactic. What's it called? I don't want to get the name wrong. That's why. All of Us Are Dead.
Fam, it's been climbing up the charts. I preached at number two the other day.
Duncan.
Swear.
Series.
Is it?
I'm on episode 8 and I think it goes to 13. Series.
Okay, one thing I will say, because someone baited you out for this and I never got... Do you remember when we had the discussion when I said, Hellbound seems trash. I've seen the first episode, it seems trash, I'm getting frustrated. And you told me to carry on. I'll be honest, I haven't carried on. But then someone put in the comments the other week, yo, fuck, he called me out. He called me out. Maybe he DM'd me or whatever. Is it a message or a fucking comment? I can't remember. And was like, James, fuck you. Hellbound is fucking shit. I watched the whole thing. It's fucking shit. And I was like, yo.
Fuck you.
Yeah, me.
I was like, what?
I ain't even watched it. And I was like, yo, that was Fuhad. Don't be out in my name in public. But fuck you. So, are you sure this is good?
I'm sure, brother. People are entitled to their own opinion.
Fair enough.
First and foremost.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Whether they think Hellbound was shit, Fair enough. They thought it was shit. I thought it was a great show.
Fair enough.
But All of Us Are Dead is hands down the one, either the or one of the best zombie apocalypse shows slash movies I've ever seen.
Oh, it's like, I'll watch it. Because I saw it on Netflix, didn't think much into it, and then the top 10 in the UK, whatever it says, it was number 2 the other day. And I was thinking, when did it get there? When did it get there? That's intriguing, fam, to man.
They, what, it's Korean. I don't know whether North or South.
Of course
south,
it is.
North or South, but it's Korean. It's up.
First of all, fam, it's South. North Korea don't do production. North Korea are not a play. It's South Korea.
Okay. I just would know it's Korean. I didn't want to make the mistake.
It's not from North Korea. I'll tell you that now.
Okay. I'm still going to say it's Korean. Nonetheless, bro, these guys don't... What's the word I'm looking for? They don't downplay the action.
Of course.
There's no budget when it comes to action.
All right, say less.
There's no budget, bro.
Yeah.
The way these men turn to zombies, the way, the poetry, everything about it, bro. Because obviously it's like an apocalyptic, everyone's turning to zombie, blah, blah, blah. That's the obviously basis of the movie. But the comedy in it, bro, the quote unquote romance in it, the little witty, snide remarks in it, they bring every genre in it, even though it's based on this whole zombie thing. The comedy in it is so quirky. So quirky and so punchy, straight to the point. It's jokes.
I'm here for it.
It's jokes.
I'm
bro.
Here for it.
The action.
The
way some of these men die, close friends.
Yeah. Say less. Say less. Fam, Squid Game changed the wave in terms of allowing Korean shit to come through.
I've been watching Korean shit.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. I've been watching Korean shit since I was a kid.
I know.
But in terms of just
so,
like, in terms of just like normal people.
Yeah.
Like, Squid Game changed the game. Mm-hmm, where people true, are like, oh, swear
true,
down.
True.
Because before, if you'd run a Korean show on your general For You page, call it, on Netflix, anyone would be watching that.
But a lot of people... I am actually assuming this, but I would like to believe, not like to believe, but I find it hard to believe that a lot of people watched Squid Games in actual Korean. I'm pretty sure a lot of people watch it in English.
Fair
watch
enough.
It subbed, that or dubbed rather. That's the reason why it, fam.
That's annoying.
You have to watch a show in the language it's entitled in.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to. That's the only way you can truly grasp.
Yeah,
what
these voice actors don't know what they're doing.
It just doesn't pattern well. It's just like,
Yeah,
it's disgusting. There's no other explanation, but
It's shit.
It's so shit.
It's shit, bro. Yeah, bro. You have to watch any show or movie in the language it was created in, because you can't be.
It brings a different oomph to it when you watch it.
Even though you don't understand what they're saying, just like you can feel what
you can
the energy they're trying to portray.
Yeah.
And you could just read the fucking subtitles, man. Just read it.
Just say you can't read subtitles.
Just say
you can't do both.
Yeah.
Then we'll understand why you have it.
Then
done.
I'll allow you. We'll allow you.
Just admit it.
I'm going to start that tonight because I'm in the midst of not having anything to watch.
Every episode is a minimum an hour. Juicy.
Wow.
Juicy, bro.
And you're 8 hours in.
Yeah, man.
Fair play. All right, I'll start that tonight.
Good.
That sounds
show.
Good. That sounds good. All
it's
right,
a
bless.
Very good show.
I'm gonna lie, as soon as I saw it hit number 2, I was thinking, ooh.
It's a very, 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 very good show.
Speaking of Korean stuff, this has made me so happy. Since I think I've probably recommended like 3 times, but every time we speak about Korean stuff, I bring up Old Boy. The amount of people that have messaged me personally saying that they watched Old Boy because I told them to watch it. And how much they fucking love it makes me so happy.
Gang, you've told me about Old Boy many a times. First time in uni, probably. Yeah.
Fam.
I keep forgetting about it.
Movie.
I keep forgetting about it. Yeah.
One of my top movies ever.
I know, you say that all the time.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I always forget.
So many people have messaged me since we started this pod saying, fucking hell, thank you for suggesting Old Boy.
Gang.
What a movie.
Gang.
What a movie. Bro, I know I did this last week, but I'm feeling this. Let's have another shot. I'm feeling it. I can probably handle one more and then I need to water up. But I'm feeling this.
That's what I love to hear.
Yeah, fam. Am I wrong? You know when you're watching a movie and they're on a date? Yeah. And they're like, I don't know, like, am I crazy?
Things are just vibing.
Yeah, I feel like we've got a connection. Am I crazy? Tell me I'm crazy. For fuck's sake.
Am I crazy?
Oh shit,
guys! As we said before, we're looking for a tequila sponsor. You know, it's been something that's been on our brains for a minute. If you guys know anyone or know anyone that knows anyone that knows us, that would love to know us, hook us up, man.
I spoke to Charlotte the other day.
Yeah.
And I said it to her.
Yeah.
And then the only one on her books is Patron. And I said, shout out them, innit? And she was like,
bitch, please.
She was like, come on, bro.
Bitch, please.
She was like, I'll bring it up. I was like,
Patron is basically Apple. They don't fuck with anyone. They don't fuck with anyone.
Shit, I was like, don't bother.
That shit sells themselves.
Yeah, they don't need to pay me anything.
They don't need anyone. The consumer market is there.
Oh, 100%.
You guys already know the sip sip.
Yeah, man. Sip sips. If you guys haven't tried a sip sip yet, let me know. I said that thing to you about the feathers thing the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you guys. Okay, here's the thing. The sip sip is a global phenomenon, all right?
Yeah.
It has been for a while, but we need to make sure it's not. I don't know if this is politically correct, but when I was a kid, we used to call it Chinese whispers. I don't know what it's called now.
Yeah.
But we used to call it Chinese whispers. Yeah, yeah. Sounds racist as hell when you say it as a 30-year-old man.
Yeah.
But back in the day, it used to be called Chinese whispers. Yeah. So for lack of a better term, can't be a Chinese whispers thing, right? Mm. The other day, I was listening to the Fellas podcast. And the only reason I was listening to that episode is they had Cole Anderson, my boy Cole Anderson, on their show. And I said, my boy, he has no idea who I am. But anyway...
They're my
best friend Cole Anderson on the show. And they were doing Sambuca shots.
Yeah.
And he was complaining about the fucking taste that leaves in your mouth after mm-hmm. doing a Sambuca shot. And they got into the topic of tequila. Mm-hmm. And then one of the hosts was like, oh, have you heard that rumor about swallowing a shot of pineapple after the tequila, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said, oh, I just heard it. Like, I don't know where it came from. Guys, if we're spreading rumors, we need to let them know where it came from, okay? Don't be embarrassed. It came from S&G.
It did come from S&G. We're the only pod promoting such things because we've got a fucking t-shirt that says tequila sip, sip for blood's sake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you need to be spreading facts actually.
Actual facts, bro.
Yeah.
Just say you saw us do it. You've heard about it through the grapevine. Big up S&G. Here's the shot.
Yeah, man. And obviously, apparently, Craig David started the thing. But that's hearsay. So what we need to do is get as many signatures
on our side
before this goes to court.
Because we can't lose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't have Craig David on this side, on the plaintiff side. Yeah. Chat and Pop saying that ITV's his team. Nah, it needs to be over. So we need the signatures. Because I'm trying to TM it.
Yeah, oh boy. Boy,
I'm trying to TM it. And
that's all we drink.
Yeah, yeah, that's all we drink.
That's all we drink.
Yeah, guys, when you're spreading these rumors, don't say you made it up.
Mm.
Give us the credit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we can TM the thing. But anyway.
Hopefully that pans out.
Jesus. So yes, I will watch that show.
Gang.
100% I'll watch that show.
Let me know what you think. Let me know, guys, as well in the comments. Let me know what you think. As per as well, tweet along with us. Hashtag S&G fam. At Shits and Gigs, join along in the conversation on Twitter. We're active.
Yeah,
we're trying to stay more active on Twitter, guys. So just join the conversation, join the fun. Hashtag S&G fam, and we go from there, man.
Cool,
let us know,
man,
what you think about the series.
Also, actually, not even also. Segment time, sharp left turn, Tinder chat.
Ooh, are we there? Yes. So,
and we didn't get to do this last week. We wanted to do it last week, but we didn't. Ran out of time. Yeah.
So a couple of weeks back, obviously, as we do every Friday, put a question on the app, Instagram, and we spoke about funny/corniest messages you've received on a dating app. Had loads. We had a few laughs, but I've got a few more. So here we go. I'm going to go straight in with...
What was the question? Oh, worst. Sorry, you just said it.
Yeah.
Worst what?
Funny/corniest messages you received on a dating app.
Okay, again.
Roses are red, violets are blue. We're having sex tonight because I'm stronger than you.
Wow.
Indeed, brother.
Wow.
Indeed. When I read that, I couldn't believe it.
It takes an interesting type of woman to reply and not block. It takes an interesting type of woman to be like, say less. That's endearing.
You have to understand banter.
Do you know what I mean? Balls deep in the jokey jokes.
Balls deep. You have to understand. I don't mean this in the way the general public may deem this.
Yeah.
So yeah. Less chit chat.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because
yeah.
This could go very left or a quick right.
Yeah.
Just let 100%. Me know what you're on.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
But the bravado to send that period, next.
Oh, you're buff. You're Tinder swindler buff. Because you've had swipes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm stronger than you, bro. It's one of, you just have to blink twice. It's one of them ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Question. Have you ever been tasered at the point of orgasm before?
Oh my God.
I can't even comprehend that sensation.
Same.
I can't comprehend that sensation. What a question to ask someone. I'll be petrified.
Who are these people, bro?
I don't know, James. These are people that follow us.
Nah, fam.
These are people that follow us.
Well, to be fair, they've received it, right?
What do you, yes, yeah, they received this question.
Yeah, cool. Because they're not sending
They're not these. The ones sending this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what they've received.
That's what I'm saying. Who are these people?
These are people. Are the people that follow us that are following, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The people that follow us that are following.
Shut up.
It's true. That's what it is.
Go on, man. For fuck's sake.
They said, this could be you, and sent me a link of them fucking a sex doll.
No, fam.
Fucking
I've said this before,
sex
bro.
Sex doll.
Man, and I think, you know what's concerning to me is, bro, I know they're all guys, man.
Oh, 100%.
They're all...
100%.
They're all guys. And I'm concerned that I know these guys, but I don't know that I know them. Do you know what I mean?
Question. All right. What would you do? Let's say you've come to mine now. You know what my yard looks like, everything, blah, blah, blah. You come into my room now. For some reason, you're just having a look. Maybe you want to grab a pair of shorts, a sign. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You randomly open my cupboard and you actually see a life-size sex doll. I've not told a soul about this before. A soul. You know me like you know your brother.
Yeah.
What do you do and what do you say?
Oh, I'm pulling you in the room and I want an explanation. I'm pulling you in the room and I'm closing the door because I don't want anyone else to be exposed to this. And just talk me through it. Because I am assuming you're of sound mind and body. So I want a logical explanation of what's going on.
Okay, let's say I do have the sex doll, right? Because I feel like this is an interesting topic. Because I've thought about, not necessarily the sex doll in itself, but male sex toys or anything in particular.
Okay.
You know? Because I feel like there's such a stigma when it comes to men buying sexual objects.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't understand why. Because it's deemed sexy if a girl has a vibrator, a rabbit, a this or that, yeah, or whatever. But if, let's say, for example, you were looking for something in my drawer and you found a fucking fleshlight, for example.
Oh, fam.
It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace. It's, you know, I'm not saying I've got, you know, I don't have any of these things, but it's like.
I don't know. I don't know what you have. But I believe you.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
I ain't got a sex doll. Yeah, I ain't got a fleshlight. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Why is that deemed such a, not necessarily a negative, but such like a, why the fuck have you got these kind of things, you know? When a female can have the complete version of the... I feel like it's just so... It's a huge double standard.
Oh, 100%.
A huge double standard.
100%. It's like... I don't know, bro. I don't know. It's a weird one because there is obviously also the stigma that men are hornier. So you'd think it would be more acceptable for men to have more things that relate to being hornier.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like, it's just not cool.
I don't think cool is even the word.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just spitballing. Maybe it's something to do with the whole kind of, how do I explain it? Like, being a man, with relating a man to sex and the acts of sex with a man is very aggressive. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're literally pushing shit in. It's very aggressive in nature.
Yeah.
Even when it's loving and tender, it's aggressive.
Yeah.
But for a woman, it's very non-aggressive. I can't think of the word, but it's very non-aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very gentle. It's very like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not hardcore.
Because there's...
Because the toys that you have for women, obviously, you can get like a big fat black dildo.
Yeah.
And that's
like,
whoa.
Them things as well.
Yeah, yeah. You can get like, okay. But that's the same thing. If you saw a girl with a rabbit, like a rabbit is designed to be cute and quaint.
Fit in your purse, them things.
It's it's designed to be very non-aggressive.
Yeah.
But like, same thing. Even if you went in a woman's drawer and found a massive, huge dildo, same thing. You'd be like, holy shit.
I would be like, rah. That yeah. would literally be worse. I'd be like,
yeah, but rah. If you see a little rabbit or something like that, you're like, normal. You wouldn't think anything.
I wouldn't think, I would look at it. I would look at it and think, that's literally normal, and then continue looking around trying to find it.
I'd keep rummaging. Yeah, keep I wouldn't rummaging. Even pay attention to it.
I would
it.
See it and be like, cool.
Yeah, like a little bullet or something. I would just keep moving yeah. through. Whatever I'm looking for, I would just keep going yeah. and get brushed past. But like I said, if you saw something that was considered aggressive.
like you know them, like the midriff of the sex doll. So some there are sex dolls and there's just like the batty. There's someone's when imagine you just
a open porcelain a, little batty thing.
And
little,
you just see a batty.
Yeah, yeah.
Batty and like bottom torso and a little bit of quad. Fam, imagine you look under my bed or something. You just
if I
looked
under your bed and just saw cheeks. No, fam. We need to check. Because you're a buff guy. Do you know what I mean? You're a good looking guy. But, what's going
but gal,
on?
A buff gal. But you get what I'm saying?
Trust the me, stigma. I'm on your side, bro.
Are you though? I'm not saying I've got these things, but are you really on my side, bro? Because I need to ask the man them and I need to ask the gal them. Why is it such a huge stigma / bias?
I'm with chat, you, bro.
Chat with us, SNG fandom, Twitter, please. We need to know. Because I'm it perplexes you. Me sometimes.
Bro, I'm actually, now I am on your side.
It perplexes
because
me.
Because you're right. Because if I looked under your bed and I saw perky cheeks.
Everyone would question me.
100%.
I would be a fucking pervert. You'd be like, go to jail, get out of my yard. I wouldn't want to see. All these random things would come to play.
Erosenine, that's you. Pervy sage.
Oh,
that's you.
No one would want anything. I couldn't walk into work, brother.
Nah. Because you got cheeks under your bed. Nah, fam.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, it's dread. It's not
it's
fair.
It's a dread stigma.
It's dread. I don't know where were we in this, but oh, we were doing Tinder stuff. Yeah. But yeah, it's not on, bro.
It's not on. It said because I was like, sent me a link of fucking a sex doll and it went left.
That's scary.
It went left.
That's yeah. scary.
Yeah. Why is it in a link in the first place?
Link,
bro.
He's posted this ahead of time. Yeah. Somewhere.
This is on a dark
Got
web.
Got the views and then sent it to you.
Like, pre that. Man's famous.
Nah, stop that. That's disgraceful.
Oh my days. All right. She told me she's got a man, then said, but I cheat though, so what's up? Can you imagine?
It'll turn me on.
Bro,
I hate that I have to I know, admit this. I know.
It's backwards sexy. There's no other way to put it but backwards sexy. Because it is.
It is,
it just is. I don't know how to explain it.
It's so frustrating that the way that, like, how to explain it, that's another double standard.
Mm. Of course, without a shadow of a doubt.
Because if a guy was there and said, I've got a girl, but I cheat though.
I cheat though? So nonchalantly. So what's up?
You're scum of the earth.
So
you're scum of the earth. But if a girl does it, every guy's like, fuck, that's sexy.
You bite your lip like, fuck, I want a piece of that. Fuck, I want a piece of that. That's all you can think of. Do you know what I mean?
It's
so unfair, brother.
Yeah, it is.
Things,
it is.
This biased world, it's getting to me. It's getting to me and I need answers. It's getting to me and I need answers. All right, that's all
cool,
I'm saying.
Cool.
A man asked if I would wear a strap on and peg him like the bad bitch that he is. Bro?
Yo!
Like the bad bitch that he is.
Confidence.
Indeed.
Confidence. It's... No, let me not kink shame him.
No. Are you going to kink shame? I was going to probably kink praise.
No, I was going to kink praise, but I was just going to say he'd have more luck on Grindr with that chat.
True.
But I don't think that's kink shaming, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, as a whole...
Would he though?
Fam, if you went on Grindr and said, fuck me like the bad bitch I am.
Of course, yes.
He's cleaning up.
I take that back. Of course, yes, he would have a lot more success on Grindr. But I need to understand. This is a lot of sex, by the way.
It is. But it's Tinder messages. It's going
to
be.
True. I need to understand.
Let me not be biased.
How.
No free brand deals. Sorry, go on.
No free brand deals under his breath. I just need to understand the mindset, because he's obviously not attracted to guys. My assumption.
Yeah.
He likes girls, but he also likes girls fucking him.
he wants a fake pee-pee in his...
in his ass, yeah. But he wants to also still bang a woman within the same session.
Mm.
So yes,
we don't
like
know
you said,
if he wants to do that.
Yeah, we don't. I'm assuming these things, obviously.
I hope so.
I'm assuming these things. Like you said, obviously, yes, he will clean up on Grindr, but would he want to clean up on
Grindr? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He definitely does. That's why I said, let me not kink shame him. Because just because he wants to get banged with some, like, plastic...
prosthetic.
Yeah, just because he wants to get, like, banged by a prosthetic, let me not go ahead and say my man's gay. That's what I meant by kink shaming him. I don't want to kink shame him.
Fair.
So I didn't want to say it. You forced my hand. So I did say it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's not what I mean.
Fair.
But granted, if he's bi, then yes, he would clean up a Grindr with that chat. But yeah, man, that's tough.
It's tough.
I don't think he gets bare responses with that.
I don't think he does.
But some man don't care. Some man are in it for the numbers.
True.
If I message 500 chicks with this, at least one's coming back.
More than one.
Yeah.
More than one. Ratio would be on your side.
Yeah,
ratio would
be like, they're willing to put in the work. Because if I want to have it my way, let me just go quantity over quality.
100%.
And then a few are coming
back. Someone's going to come back to you.
And I'm not going to lie to you, if I'm him and I'm saying, peg me like the bad bitch I am with this mentality, and out of those 500, someone actually comes back and says, hell yeah. Oh, it's going off.
It's going off and I'm lubed up.
I'm gassed. Fuad, I'm gassed. It's worth the effort. It's worth the hours and hours wasted.
It is. Fair play to him. Fair fucking play to him. I've got no qualms about it. Do your thing, sir. Do your thing. I think I just shat and ruined my pants. Can I get into yours?
Oh, no.
I said, oh, no.
There's different ways we can finesse this. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That needs to be draft one.
And then let's look at
shit
it again.
Shit ain't working. Yeah. Let's
literally
do something else.
Yeah. Together, we can make our fingers smell like all sorts of things.
Yuck. For fuck's sake, man. They're all guys, bro. They're all guys, bro.
Can I use you like a bowling ball and bang you down an alley? I already know. I can see the guy that sent this. I can see him.
100%. Wow.
UK dons are the funniest sometimes when it comes to sexual banter. Funniest.
They are.
After we bang, can I nut in my hand and slap you with it?
No. Wow.
Bro, some of these guys are loose. Loose. Man said, you're like a cigarette. Both smoking hot and I want that butt in my mouth.
Fair play.
Hopefully you got a couple swipes with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I reckon.
I want to eat your ass so bad that I can taste your ex's bullshit. I've heard them things before.
Dead that.
This one actually I posted when we did the thing, but I really like this one. On a scale of 1 to human centipede, how close am I to that ass? I think that's genius.
Fam, that's banging.
Genius.
That's banging.
That's genius, brother. Fam? I have to give you that.
You have to message him back. That's... human scent.
Human scent. Because that's genius.
Fam?
How close am I to that ass? One Donnie said, wow, you sound awesome. Is it bad that I wish you were my sister?
He's streaming on Twitch or something, fam. This can't be real life.
On Twitch.
That can't be a real message. This is a reaction thing. This is a prank thing. That can't be a real message.
Because that then, does he want a young incest?
Fam, I'm not your sister. So no matter what I say, what do you want me to say to that?
I just don't understand what response he's expecting.
Yeah, fam.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what the best case scenario is.
There is
because
no
I'm never
best
gonna
case...
be your sister.
Fact.
So what do you want me to say? Is it bad that I wish it... yes? Do you want me to tell you're bad? Like what's going on?
Bro, I read that when I was like, I just don't understand, man. I just don't understand.
Every single one has been a guy.
Oh, 100%. Last one, guy. Are you looking for a builder? Because I'd love to smash your back doors in. standard. Guy.
Yeah, rags, guy.
But that's them, bro. I've had them on my phone for weeks. They're just sweet in me. The fucking roses are red, violets are blue. We're having sex tonight because I'm stronger than you. That is wild. That's the wildest, one of the wildest responses we've ever had.
100%.
Wildest responses we've ever had.
100%.
I couldn't believe it when I read
that's
that.
That's different.
Yeah, the banter has to be upper echelon to even be able to respond to something like that.
That's what I'm saying. He's getting Tinder swindler swipes.
100%.
Because he's willing to lose.
He's using to risk it all.
Yeah.
All. Because there's a backlog of these messages somewhere at Tinder HQ or Bumble HQ. Oh, these men have seen, they're seeing it as you're typing it, brother. As you're typing it, they're seeing it. It's archived somewhere.
I don't know what the data security is like. I'll be honest, I haven't used a dating app in a long, long, long time.
Same. I've never, I don't know what Bumble's like. I don't know what Plenty of Fish is like. I don't know what Plenty. What else is there? Obviously, Tinder I've been and used back in the day. There's Bumble, there's Plenty of Fish.
I've used Tinder back in the day.
Mm.
I've never used Plenty of Fish, but... Fuck's sake. Why am I just remembering
things? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Fuck's sake.
Fuck's sake. Oh, God. Tell me,
I can't believe I've just remembered this. I didn't even think. I would have died and never remembered this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was a lot younger,
mm.
I think this was probably. Do you remember when Catfish the show just came out? Yeah,
MTV.
Years ago.
On MTV or?
It was MTV. Yeah, it was MTV.
Yeah. And now it's on TLC, I think, or something like that.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, it was on MTV.
It was either around then or maybe even before then.
Yeah.
Me and my brother signed up to Plenty of Fish. For a joke.
Yeah.
Because we were kids and we thought it'd be funny to just chirps like old divorcees.
Okay.
This is how I know we're young because we never interpret. This never happened, but I'm thinking about it now. We didn't even understand that like nudes were a thing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So we were just on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's before we had laptops, phones, mm-hmm, anything. Mm-hmm, we're on the main household computer.
The PC.
Signing up to Plenty of
what
Fish.
What does PC stand for?
Personal computer.
Oh, go.
Signing up to Plenty of Fish to just chirps older women for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it would be funny if we could get them to go on a date with us.
Okay.
So that we could see them. This is dread now. So we could see them in the restaurant by themselves.
Oh, my God.
In our head, when we were young, we thought it would be funny.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
As a listening to you say that as a 30-year-old man is the most dreadful thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Divorcees. You got their hopes up. They got dressed, perfume, makeup for the first time in a long time.
We thought it would be, this is fucked up. We thought it would be genuinely funny to chirps old women to get them to meet us at a restaurant all dressed up so that we could look through the window and see them by themselves.
Yo.
Wow, that's so bad when I think about it.
That's so bad, bro.
But in our head, it was so funny.
I can see the joke mentality of it. I can.
Fam,
but as a 30-year-old man, 31 now, I can't.
They say your brain doesn't fully develop till you're 21.
Yeah.
When I think about stuff like that, it's so painfully obvious.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That your brain is not developed.
Yeah.
You don't understand empathy.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't understand that people are going through shit.
Yeah.
You just think that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
If we think a woman's actually here to meet someone and she's not here to meet anyone, in our heads, that was hilarious. So we actually did it. And then, but we also didn't realize how long it takes to build rapport with a stranger online. And then we started messaging like two women and we were like, this is long. Boring,
fam.
This is boring. So we locked it off after like a day.
Yeah.
So that's my only experience with Plenty of Fish.
Mm.
But I reckon, I don't know, Plenty of Fish is so classic. I reckon if you're just into banging MILFs, Plenty of Fish is the way to
go. I don't even know what it looks like.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it looks like now. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, if you just wanted like averagely looking 40-year-old women, you could clean up on Plenty of Fish. Fair if you've been on Plenty of Fish tomorrow... And we're just looking for, like I said, average looking divorcees, you're clean up. You would clean up.
Say less.
100%.
Say less.
Tinder, obviously, I've been on years ago. Mm-hmm. Bumble, I went on a short stint, and then I thought they were trying to hustle me. Because I went on Bumble, because obviously Bumble, the girl has to message you first.
Yes, so I've heard, yeah.
But then there's Bumble Premium.
Okay.
Where you can see who swiped you or whatever. This okay. was back a day again.
Okay.
This was probably like 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
But at the time, I don't know what it's like now, but Bumble Premium, if you signed up to it, you could see who swiped you.
Yes.
If you haven't swiped them or
like
whatever.
Yes, like Tinder Plus or Tinder Gold or whatever it was
back in the day. So I remember I logged out. I didn't log in for like a month. I logged back in like a month later. And then it literally said there were like 156 swipes.
On Bumble.
Okay. Sign up to Bumble Premium to see who they are. Mm. And I remember your mum, 156 bitches. You're a liar. Because back then I wasn't getting swiped for shit.
156 bitches.
That's hilarious. You're lying through your teeth, bro. You just want me to pay for the thing.
Yeah.
You're a liar. So I cancelled the whole thing.
Thinking back at it,
they maybe weren't lying.
Yeah.
Because once I did pay for it, I would be expecting my 156 hoes. Yeah. So maybe they weren't lying.
Yeah.
Then maybe there was 156. But I remember specifically 156. Because I remember seeing it at work. I was working in Milton Keynes at the time. I remember seeing it at work. And I said to my colleague at the time, I was like, yo. These men are saying there's 156 women trying to fuck. They must be lying. And he agreed with me. He was like, no, they're trying shit. They just want your money. And I was like, I did that. I'm not paying for this. So I locked off Bumble.
Oh, my days. That's too funny. It's crazy that, obviously, yes, these are dating apps or whatever. It's crazy just how we associate with sex straight away.
Because in my head, they've only seen my face.
Yeah. So what else could you be after?
Yeah. You only know my physique.
Yeah.
You don't know anything else
about
me.
So
it has to be based on physical attraction.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Because my bio was plain.
Oh, I kept my bio niche. Very small. Unless we were getting into a rapport, you don't need to know much about me.
Yeah,
if you swipe right, it means you want to bang.
That's
all it means.
Yeah.
Fuck. I remember, speaking of premium, I remember when Tinder tried to do their thing. Because I remember back in the day, I think it was called Tinder Gold or Tinder Plus. I can't remember. But it was cheap. And I used to have it. So you could swipe.
I think I had
You can reverse. So obviously when you swipe.
I did have it. It was also cheap.
Yeah, you can reverse.
It was like
back
a tenner
well.
For the year.
Something stupid like that.
I did have
that.
It.
Something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Cheap as chips.
Yeah.
Less than a pound a month.
Yeah.
Something dumb like that.
Yeah,
you can reverse. You can see who's swiped for you and pre them first, and then you can swipe if you wanted to,
You can change your location.
You can do bag of things.
You can change your location.
Fam, when the last time I was on it, because I think there were periods of time where I deleted it, downloaded it. I think the last time I had downloaded it, they were coming with like £60 a month.
What?
60, something audacious, bro.
No, they weren't.
Mother's life, I couldn't believe what I was reading. I think it's called Tinder Gold. I couldn't believe what I was reading.
That's impossible, fam. What can you do on there now?
I don't know. And
can
I don't,
you force I, these women to
I
love me?
I don't care. I don't fucking care because they're criminals. Bro,
wow.
I couldn't believe they were charging P to do the same thing they were doing 7 years ago.
Nah.
Charging P.
Nah, I'm not doing that. You're off your fucking head if you think I'm doing that.
Just to see who swipes right for me.
Nah, I don't care that much.
And just to do a young reverse. I couldn't believe it, bro.
Nah, that's disgraceful. I'm not doing that at all.
Bro, that was long.
You know what irks me about, again, double-edged sword, is that like, because girls on dating apps receive so much.
Yeah.
They get frustrated when a guy doesn't come with anything original.
Yeah.
They hate when they say, I'm not speaking for all girls, obviously, but some of the girls I'm speaking to, they're just like, oh, I just hate when they come with something generic, like, hey, or what are you up to? It's like, hit me with something original. But it's like, but you need to understand that you want it to be original because all you get is 100 guys saying the same shit.
Yeah.
He has to send this same message to 100 girls. It's not just you, bro.
Yeah.
It's bare girls. Yeah. So you're bored of it because you are seeing it from 100 guys. Yeah. Trust me, he's bored of it because he's sending it to 100 girls.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So even if you think he's being original, he's still copy and pasting that to 100 girls. It's never going to be original. So next time we ask you what you're doing, just answer. Because maybe he actually cares.
Yeah, true.
Because even if it's the most original thing you've ever read, trust me, he's copy and pasting it and sending it to everyone. So don't get gassed because he's come with some roses are red, violets are blue, fucking I'll rape you something. Whatever the fuck my man said. That disgraceful chat.
We're having sex tonight because I'm stronger than you.
Yeah, like whatever he says to you that you think, oh, that's quirky, he sent it to everyone. It's in his notes.
100%.
It's a very well thought out icebreaker that he's put in his notes because he knows he has to jump through these dumb hoops. It's annoying.
I actually like the fact that speaking of like dating apps and stuff, obviously you said on Bumble, I've never been on it. Like they have to let the woman holler you first. You said you were on it before, right? What was your experience on it in terms of, in comparison to Tinder? Because obviously with Tinder, women would wait for a year before they holler you.
What pains me to say was back then, what my experience was, it was exactly the same.
Okay.
I feel like women swipe with more chest on Bumble because they know you can't pester them. So I, from all that the swipes so I got... Sense. From all the swipes I got, hardly any of them messaged me.
And there's nothing you can do until they message you?
No.
Wow.
I just sit there and wait.
And it could be
so
a
so you can say you got a match
it
with
could
a banging
be a badders as well.
Fam, I remember I got a couple of matches from banging things. Never messaged me. Because they don't have to. Because a lot of girls just go on dating apps because they're bored.
Yeah, for self...
just like an ego stroke thing.
Ego, that's the thing.
Yeah, because they're bored, bro, because... they've already got man in their DMs anyway with blue ticks galore. If they're banging enough, they don't need this. They don't need Tinder. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. But anyway, moving on. I've got an Am I the Arsehole.
Hit me.
And then we will wrap it up.
By the way, I'm watching Afterlife. I'm on like season 3.
That's good, isn't it?
Dope show. Dope show. The comedy in it's amazing.
That first scene in the school.
Yeah.
The pedo thing? Hilarious,
but it's tough. The whole thing is tough.
Oh,
the fucking psychiatrist is fucking funny.
Which one's that?
The psychiatrist.
Who plays him?
I don't know his name, bro. It's just the bearded brother with the glasses.
Yeah.
Man sits like this all the time.
Yeah. I remember.
He's just living that life.
I remember.
Why do you come up with me and the boys, you know, ratty and the nonce?
Yeah. I remember. Waste, man.
Funny, bro.
I remember.
Anyway, go.
Okay, cool. This is a different one. I like this one, right?
Gang, I love different ones.
So, am I the arsehole for keeping a lost pet until the owner paid the rewarding fee that was advertised?
Okay. Fair enough.
Fam?
I'm intrigued already.
Same.
I'm intrigued already.
That and the good thing is that's all I've read. I haven't read the rest of it.
Okay,
that's
okay,
all I've read.
Okay, I'm very intrigued.
All right. There was this cat that kept coming on. Sorry, man. There was this cat that kept on coming to my garden. You know what's funny? He double messaged.
What do you mean he double messaged?
He messaged the whole thing and then he messaged the whole thing again.
Oh, God.
And then he messaged a third time saying, I read through it. There's mistakes. I'm experiencing that now.
Yeah. Oh, so you're reading the first one, not the second one?
I'm reading the first one, but okay. I don't know if the second one is a correction or if you just put it twice.
Okay.
All right, let me go to the second one just in case. Nope, he ain't corrected nothing. I can see already, he ain't corrected nothing.
Say less.
Right, okay, let's start again. Am I the arsehole for keeping a lost pet until the owner paid the rewarding fee that was advertised? Okay. There was this cat that kept on coming into my garden. It was constantly coming throughout the day, but it would just leave when it was dark. I'm trying to read slow so I don't get fucked up on these issues. A couple of days later, I saw a poster saying about a lost cat, which looked identical to the cat that had been roaming around in my garden. A few days later, I saw the cat again in my garden and I was able to grab it easily as it was very friendly. I called the owner and said that I found the cat from the advertised poster that had the reward. They seemed very happy and said that they were able to come and collect it the same day. When he came to collect the cat, I mentioned about the £500 promise. £500 is a healthy reward.
That is a healthy reward.
£500 promise for the reward for finding the cat. The owner said that there wasn't any reward money as it was just to get people to find his cat.
Okay.
Say less.
Okay. We have an issue now.
Yeah. We have an issue now.
We've got beef and I've got a cat. Unnecessarily.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Because I will shot your cat. I'll sell your cat.
Continue.
I said that I wasn't going to pass over the cat until I get the reward money that you promised on the poster. He got really angry, and threatened to call the police if I didn't hand over the cat.
Oh, better call him.
Call the police.
Call him.
Let's settle this.
This was your advert.
Fam, we've got a contractual agreement. If I find the cat, run me pee.
That's it.
I said that he was welcome to call the police, as I was okay with everything going on paper if he decided to claim against me, gang. I also said, why promise something if you aren't able to pay it? Mm-hmm. He left and said he would come back later. The night came, he returned with the money, and I happily handed over the cat. And that was that. At the end of this, I decided to tell my girlfriend, but she wasn't happy about what I did by taking the advantage of the situation, as it didn't cost me anything to find the cat, and it wasn't right by demanding the money. I also mentioned it to one of my friends, and he just laughed about the situation and said that the reward was there to be taken, and I was okay in claiming it. Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole?
No.
I'm with the brethren on this
one.
I'm
with the brethren. No, you're not the asshole. You can't be advertising certain things. It's not like he went searching for the cat, blah, 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 found it, like he took his time, whatever. No, the cat was stumbling in his garden day after day after day, night after night after night. Big man, I found your cat. I've stumbled across your poster. It says 5 bills for this cat. Bailed you. Big man, I got your cat. Bring the pee. Exchange. We can part ways.
It's transactional.
It's literally transactional.
Because if there was no poster, that's the thing as well, is that it, from my perspective, the £500 was probably what alerted his attention to the poster.
Of course.
If because the poster if it was just a blank, picture of a cat,
he wouldn't care.
He would have walked past it and maybe wouldn't have even put two and two together that
never.
This cat running in his garden is the same fucking cat that's on the poster.
He would never.
But if I'm seeing posters saying, have you seen this cat? 5 bills?
I see 5 bills and I'm running back to double check the cat's eyes to make sure they match.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know what I mean?
100%. So 100%, yeah, if you're going to advertise, it doesn't even matter because I don't owe you shit.
I don't owe you a penny.
You lost your cat. It's not my fault. So yeah, if you're advertising 5 bills, because at the same time, I'm sure, I can't speak for this guy, I don't know what kind of personality he has, but your everyday citizen, if they did notice the poster without the reward and saw the cat, I'm sure that they're going to be the kind of person who says, I'm sure that's the cat from the poster. Mm. I'll send it back. I know I would. Mm. But same way, if there was no reward and I found the cat, I would still give the cat back. But if there is a reward, don't you dare tell me it was just a ruse.
Mm, just to
a ploy to make people find my cat.
Yeah, no.
Excuse me?
No.
You lost your cat.
You can't trick people like that.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
that's a scam. That's actually a scam.
Yeah, you're scamming people to get people to do your work for you.
You're scamming people.
You're basically saying, I need more eyes doing my job for me. I've lost my cat and it's my job to find the cat. I need help finding the cat, so let me trick people into doing what I want them to do. And once they've done it, then I'll get what I want.
That's fucking free labor. That's what he's done. Imagine you that sent the thing or whatever, the person that lost the cat. Imagine you going to work and your boss tells you, oh, you got to stay 4 hours later this week. We will pay you though.
Yeah, double time.
Double time, we will pay you. And you're like, fuck it. All right. You come home, you see your paycheck on Friday. They paid you shit. And like, oh, we just gassed you.
Yeah, I just needed the work done.
I just needed the work done, and I didn't know how else to get it done without saying I'm going to pay you, man, more. Take it or leave it.
Oh, you're going court.
Exactly.
You're going court.
Big man, you have to run the 5 bills.
100%. You have to. Yeah, you can't do that to people.
You can't do that to people.
You physically can't do that to people. So yeah, 100%. Even if I wasn't bothered about the £500.
It's the principle.
It's the principle that you just told me. Oh, I don't have 5 bills. I just needed people to find the cat. 100%. You're giving me the 5 bills.
Or
at
I'm
least.
Shotting your cat.
Oh, 100%.
I'm shotting your cat. That's it.
100%. You're not the arsehole.
You are not the arsehole. Nowhere near the arsehole. He's the fucking arsehole.
Yeah, he's an arsehole for fucking lying.
Standard. Standard.
But anyway, that was a very good amount of the arsehole. Yeah, they're usually about cheating boyfriends and all this stuff. We haven't had an original one of that in a minute. That so thank you for that, bro. Yeah, but guys, as always, happy to have you here. Enjoy the rest of your week. Get on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs and join us on Thursday. And as always, if you're a bitch, then we'll see you next Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. Love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.